Chapter 2. Frank Lee in Love. It's Friday. Britt isn't at school because she's on vacation with her parents. I'm sitting at the front of the school with Q. We're waiting for his mom because I'm having dinner at their house this evening. My phone makes a noise. It's Britt.
I miss you, my funny boy, she writes.
I miss you too, I write.
I miss you more.
No, I miss you more. Q looks at my phone sadly, so I put it in my bag. It's Italian for dinner at Q's house. I love Italian food. There is always music playing at Q's house, and his mom and dad laugh a lot. They even kiss sometimes. It's very different from my house. After dinner, Q and I go upstairs to play video games. Then my phone makes a noise. I look at it quickly and see a photo of Britt. I send a quick message back and then go back to the game. I get another message, and Q doesn't look happy.
Just look at it, he says.
It's Britt again.
We're coming back on Sunday. Frank Lee, I need to see you, she writes.
I, Frank Lee, need to see you too.
Can I come to your house?
That cannot happen, I think. I can't. I'm helping Dad at work. I'll see you at school on Monday, I write. Okay, that's the last one, I say to Q, and I quickly put the phone back in my bag. I'm back at the store. It's not as hot today, but it's quiet. The store door makes a noise. Bing bong. And a young man walks in. He's holding a baby.
Luis, Dad says, you out today?
Yesterday, Luis says, no more jail for me.
Well done, Dad says, happily. Beautiful baby.
Dad gives Luis his shopping. And Luis says, thanks. You know that I'll pay you later. Luis leaves. Bing bong. Another person walks into the store. I look up and am surprised to see Britt Means.
Hi,
says Britt. And she walks toward me to give me a hug. I can't move. I just stand there and watch Dad. He is looking at Britt with big, angry eyes.
You friend?
He says to me. Yes, well, we're in math class together, I say. My face goes hot, and I feel sick. This is really happening.
Nice to meet you, Dad says to Britt.
It's nice to meet you too, Mr. Lee, she says, and then she looks at me.
Britt's not stupid. She sees this is difficult for me, and she understands. I'll see you at school tomorrow, okay? I say. Dad is at the back of the store now, so I give her a quick kiss on the face.
Okay,
she says, and walks away. There are too many worlds in my head. Palomino High School, the store, the gathering. I just want to live in my own world. A week passes, and it's time for another gathering. This evening, we go to the Song's house. The house is big. Joy's dad has made a lot of money in America,
more than my dad. Joy and I say hello in Korean, and our parents smile a lot. Then they leave us to go and look at the food. Where are all the other limbos? I ask.
There are no other limbos, Joy says. This is our parents' plan. We're animals in a zoo to them. They want us to sleep together and have babies.
I laugh. That was funny. But this isn't a joke. Why are they doing this? Then I understand. This is because Britt came to the store. Dad told Mom, and Mom told the families. They are worried that Britt is my girlfriend, and now they want me and Joy to be together. Well, let's go upstairs and make them happy, I say, laughing. Joy hits me and smiles. We sit in Joy's room and talk. We talk about Hannah, then Britt, and Wu. Suddenly, I have an idea. Listen, I say to Joy. I've thought of something. You have a Chinese boyfriend problem, and I have a white girlfriend problem, yes?
Yes, says Joy.
And our parents have a problem because they are racist and only want us to have Korean boyfriends and girlfriends, yes?
Yes, she says again.
So, we tell them that we are dating. But really, I date Britt and you date Wu. Then everyone is happy. Joy looks at me.
You're crazy, she says.
But you're clever. That's an amazing plan. I hear Mom's voice.
Frank, she shouts. Dinner ready?
Are you ready for this? I ask Joy. She looks at me and smiles.
Yes, she says.
We walk downstairs holding hands. Our parents see us.
Ah, they say, smiling. Our plan is working. We sit at a different table, and our parents try not to watch us. But every time Joy and I look at them, they are looking at us. We laugh. They look very happy. Remember that we're animals in a zoo, I say to Joy, quietly. She laughs. Laughing is good. It makes relationships stronger. Family, friends, girlfriends, and boyfriends. Laughing with people is great. At the end of the evening, Joy and I say goodnight. Our parents are smiling happily. This plan is going to work.